And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Making a new life as a productive member of society after having been incarcerated is, under the best of circumstances, a gigantic challenge. The roadblocks that one must overcome in finding a job and a decent place to live, not to mention other supports like transportation and healthcare, are big and numerous and sometimes insurmountable. In light of this reality, it's especially maddening that the state of North Carolina is a part of the problem. As Isabel Shapiro of the North Carolina Justice Center recently explained in a powerful op-ed, the state's archaic and Byzantine bureaucracy for issuing identification cards is often a huge obstacle for people who've paid their debt to society and are trying to do the right thing. Indeed, as Shapiro explains, it can easily take 3 months or more for a person whom the state already knows well enough to have locked up in prison to get an ID card. And without that card, getting a job or an apartment can be almost impossible. Officials should follow the lead of other states by modernizing and simplifying this process right away. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.